to item number 10, our military facilities update. Mr. Thomas?
Yes. This is also a written status report, and we have no presentation for this item. However, Eric Gobler, supervisor of the Department of Defense unit, is here to answer any questions.
Where is Eric? Eric. Yeah, the question I had is, remember a couple of years ago we had some issue with funding, I think from the federal government, and I take it that obviously that was resolved before.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Eric Gobler, staff engineer.
Yeah. Wasn't there an issue of funding that we had a presentation by someone from Vandenberg who was requested our support in trying to maintain funding?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was Vandenberg or not, but all of the military resources are somewhat limited these days because of other directions that they're going. We have not had any resource limitations on the cleanup activities at any of the military sites. They continue to fund our activities at the needed and necessary level. The one concern that we have had is the contracting mechanism that has been used for carrying out the activities. Many of them are going to what we call sole source contracts, which means that a consulting firm would get a contract for a set amount of money, or not sole source, fixed base contracts, and they would get a set amount of money to do a cleanup activity. And the military is promoting that method of funding projects on an increased level. So that is a concern that staff has. We have a few of those fixed price contracts in place. They are working, but maybe not as well as we would like. But they aren't delaying or diminishing activities that are going on. But there aren't any other resource limitations at this time,
okay,
though.
All right. Thank you very much. Any other board comments or questions? All right. Thank you. And I don't have any speaker cards. While we set up for the next agenda item for Salinas, I'd like to just take a quick 10-minute break, if we could. Thank you.